on 90.3 KZU. I'm Doug McKnight. Gang violence in the city of Salinas is a persistent problem that's killing dozens of young people each year. Some city leaders, including the police chief, say the rest of the city suffers from the economic consequence of living in a place where people think they could get shot just for walking down the street. The chief, a council member, and other city leaders want to hire more police officers to bring down the violence in the streets. Benny Tong has the story.
44 just occurred at the Quality Market, 201 Williams.
So we're working on the east side of Salinas tonight.
Officer Tim Simpson is patrolling East Salinas in a Chevy Tahoe SUV. He's been a Salinas police officer for more than a dozen years, and most evenings he's behind the wheel, hustling from one situation to the next.
We have a lot of real estate to cover with not very many officers.
Simpson's boss, Salinas Police Chief Kelly McMillan, says the city needs more officers to cut the gun violence and make residents feel safer. With 22 homicides so far, the city is on track to have the worst year for homicide deaths since 2009. Meanwhile, over the past 5 years, Salinas has lost nearly one in four of its officers to budget cuts. McMillan compares the number of officers here with other comparable cities.
Simply put, we're the lowest.
Does having fewer police necessarily mean you'll have more crime? Experts say the answer isn't always yes. However, the opposite can be true. Here's McMillan again.
If you do have a significant crime problem and make a significant investment in law enforcement, we know that those crime numbers will start to come down.
The most noted example of this is New York City, which pioneered the use of so-called broken windows policing. There, police used beat patrols and attentiveness to petty crimes like graffiti and vandalism to prevent more serious crimes. And closer to home, the cities of Richmond and East Palo Alto are examples where adding more police has led to a lower crime rate, according to researchers. In Salinas, McMillan says the force is stretched thin, and that stops them from doing the kind of work that deters crime.
The vast majority of Salinas police officers are going from call to call to call. They don't have time to do good quality investigations, certainly don't have time to do preventative patrols and do those things that would prevent crimes from happening in the first place.
UC Berkeley senior law fellow Barry Crisberg says there's a better way.
Changing the relationship of the police to the community, you know, what's often called community policing, in which the police position themselves as partners with people in a city, you know, they're no longer the occupying army.
This kind of policing requires officers to develop relationships to the community they serve, and it has its benefits. Again, Berkeley's Crisberg.
Kids now play in the park. People get out and talk to their neighbors. The more social and community interaction that goes on, overall, the lower the crime rate is going to be.
In Salinas, McMillan says they don't have enough money to do this kind of policing. To get more money, a group of residents hopes to put a proposal to voters next fall. They're drafting a measure for a 1% increase in the city's sales tax to raise money for police, fire, and code enforcement. If they're successful, it could fund an additional 100 police officers, which could turn out to be the biggest force Salinas has ever had. That would mean more officers like Tim Simpson on the street. Simpson says having more officers would definitely help to suppress the violence and perhaps make his job less hectic.
Senator X12, you want to send me 672?
And McMillan's intent is that those officers would not only respond to calls, but try to prevent them. For KAZU News, I'm Vinnie Tong.